When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, if you haven't already, head over to tinyleaps.today to claim your free guide to crushing it in 2018. This is going to be a fantastic resource to help you set better resolutions and to help you actually dominate 2018. So make sure you head over to tinyleaps.today. That's www.tinyleaps.today. I'll see you there. In this episode, I talk about why I stopped meditating. Get ready, because you are now listening to Tiny Leaps, Big Changes.
It's delicious.
Another episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, where I share simple strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunas, and in this episode, I want to share a quick, sort of a breakdown of why I've personally stopped meditating. But more importantly, I want to talk about why I'm realizing it's more important than ever for me to start meditating again. So this is going to be an interesting episode, but I think it will hit on some of the things that you guys might be feeling as you are experiencing this yourself, as you're going through the process of meditating and dropping off and meditating and dropping off. You might be feeling some of this around why you just aren't keeping it up and why you aren't turning it into a habit. So let's dive in. The first thing, the first reason that I've personally stopped meditating is that, quite honestly, it's really hard to get into. Like I know that sounds not good, but it's really, really tough. It's not an easy thing to keep up. It's not an easy thing to do over and over again. Meditation is one of those things that seems like it should be easy. You're just sitting there, after all. You're just sitting and breathing. But I'm pretty fast moving. I'm pretty hyperactive. I'm pretty, my brain is sort of constantly going. And I think a lot of you are as well. And so meditation is one of those things that is really challenging. And that challenge is a good thing, which is why I should be doing it. It is a fantastic thing for me to do, but it's really tough. And that's why I'm not currently doing it. Like, I fell off because it doesn't feel fun to sit there for a little while. It's tough. It doesn't feel fun to silence my mind and quiet it down and keep myself in check when all my brain wants to do is go, 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 like dive right in. So it's just not an easy thing to do, but that doesn't mean that it's not valuable. Most often in our lives, the things that are not easy are the most valuable things we should be doing. And I know you know that. That's probably the number one reason that I haven't been able to keep it up, but it's also the number one reason that I should be doing it, because it's tough. And it being tough means that it's likely a good thing for me to do. It's likely a good challenge for me to have in my life. Number two on my list is that it's difficult to prioritize the time. Like, when should I be sitting down and meditating? When should I be doing it? I've read that some people add it into their morning routines. I've read that others add it into their nightly routines. And for a while, I had it in my nightly routine. For a while, it was something that I did from time to time right before going to sleep. And it was actually mostly a way to help myself get to sleep. But that ended up not being that valuable to me, because by the time I got to bed, I just wanted to pass out. Like, being completely honest, I was so tired from working, from the extra work that I do every day, from just hustling mainly, that I just wanted to crash. And so I wasn't taking the time to prioritize meditation. And so it's tough for me to find the time to do it. Like, there's really no appropriate time. Maybe I could add it into my morning routine, but I'm already waking up at like 6:30, I believe, and getting to work by 9. And most of that time is actually spent getting ready, because quite honestly, it takes me way too long in the morning to get ready. And the subway takes far too long to get into my job. So that time, there's really nothing in there that I could utilize for meditation. And so finding the time to block it off has been a challenge. And then number three is that I just didn't see any results. Like, I just wasn't able to see any measurable results from doing it. Now, again, that doesn't mean that those results aren't there. It just means that I wasn't able to measure it. Meditation for, I don't know, however long, really doesn't show something that you can sit down and measure, because so much of the change comes over time. However, so those are the three reasons that I personally struggle with meditation, why I'm currently not meditating, why I've fallen out of the habit. But I want to counter all of them, because the truth is, we should be meditating. The truth is, we should be utilizing this incredible strategy for getting better control over our mind, about getting better control over our time and where we put our focus, and getting better emotional control. Like, there's so many benefits that come from meditation that we should be doing it. And I think these three reasons, it's really hard to get into, it's difficult to prioritize the time, and I didn't see any results. I think these three reasons are things that we all kind of experience, right? I think we all kind of go through this. So that's why I want to counter them, because this episode is actually more for myself. It's more a letter to myself to remind myself that, hey, you need to be doing this. And I hope that it benefits you. So number one, it's really hard to get into. That's the point. That is the point. It's difficult to do. It's difficult to get into. It's a challenge. If it wasn't a challenge, then it wouldn't be worth doing. Plain and simple. It just wouldn't be. Like, meditation is tough because we're not trained to just sit there and do nothing. We're not trained to just sit there and reel our minds in. We're not trained to just sit there and focus on our breath. And so that challenge, that process of being forced to do that, is a major benefit of the meditation process. And you can sit and complain that, hey, it's really tough, but that's the point. That is the whole point of it. It's not supposed to be easy. It's just like working out. It's reps for your mind. Sitting down and doing it is meant to be challenging. And that challenge is what's going to allow you to grow, plain and simple. Number two, it's difficult to prioritize the time. Well, listen, you can take 5 minutes. You can take 2 minutes. You can take 1 minute. Meditation doesn't have to be a 30-minute session. It doesn't have to be an hour-long session. It can be a small period of time that you're able to sacrifice. Seriously, it could even be the time that you spend in between waking up and pressing snooze. It would be a little hard because your alarm is going off, but you could use that time. That 30-second window, you could use that time. Meditation, it truly doesn't have to be crazy time-consuming. Like for me, just looking at my life, I wake up at 6:30. I start getting ready almost immediately. Okay, let me tell the truth. I wake up at 6:30, my alarm goes off, and I snooze it, and then I get out of bed at 7. And then I start getting ready. And then from 7 to 8, I'm getting ready. 8 o'clock, I catch the subway, sit there until 9, and then I start work at 9. That time, that hour on the train, 7 to 8, or rather 8 to 9, that's plenty of meditation time. I can get a 5-minute session in there. I can get a 20-minute session in there. I could get a full hour-long session in there if I wanted to. Like, I could. So saying I can't find the time to prioritize it is ridiculous. The time is there. It's built into my day. I just have to choose to use it. And for those of you who drive for your commute, maybe you're not sitting on the subway. What about the time before you go to sleep? What about the time on your lunch break? What about the time right after work ends? Maybe you don't immediately rush out of the office. Maybe you take 5 minutes and do a quick meditation on the Calm app or the Headspace app. Like, you can prioritize this and all of a sudden you have the time for it. And then to point number three, I didn't see any results. Listen, you're not gonna see results. You're just not. Meditation is one of those things that creates change over time. And because that change is being created over time, you're not noticing the changes. It's just like you can't see yourself aging unless you look back at pictures. You are with yourself every day. And so as you change, you don't notice it. You look exactly the same as you always have because that's who you are. That's who you're with constantly. But everyone else can see the change. And that's where it matters. Meditation is one of those things that as you become better at it, as you become better at managing your emotions, as you become better at managing your experience, as you become better at just meditation as a whole, you start to gain those results in the way you behave. And maybe you don't notice it, but the people around you do. And the quality of your life starts to increase because you're not the same person. Even if you don't completely recognize that you're not the same person, you aren't. So listen, the point of this episode was to present my own personal excuses for not meditating anymore and then to counter them. Because that's what they are. They're excuses. I can find the time if I want to. I can force myself to get into it if I want to. I can ignore looking for results if I want to. And you can too. I don't know if these are the three excuses you have, but if they are, cut it out. And whatever your excuses are, even if they aren't these three, cut it out. Meditation is something that is ridiculously valuable. Every single person I know that does it has said so. For the most part, the majority of successful people in the world financially incorporate meditation into their day-to-day life in some way. You just have to do it. So with that said, I don't want to belabor this point too long. Be sure to hit the subscribe button. That's going to allow you to get new episodes as they drop. We are doing a big episode push through the end of the year, so make sure you subscribe in order to take advantage of that. If you haven't already, head over to tinyleaps.today. That's tinyleaps.today. That's going to allow you to download a free guide to crushing it in 2018. All you have to do is enter your email and you'll get my step-by-step process for setting a goal that you can actually accomplish. So that's tinyleaps.today right now. I'll see you there. Again, my name is Greg Clunas. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for listening. It really means the world. Be sure to hit subscribe if you haven't already. I will see you in the next episode. And remember that all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day.